This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 853. 11 Habits Science Links to Longevity, Part 1 by Summer Banks of DietSpotlight.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Happy middle of the week Wednesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, today I have a post that's a bit on the longer side, so I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest tomorrow. And let me tell you about Blinkist, which helps busy people save time and read more. Blinkist's audio feature allows you to read a book during your commute or while you exercise. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books. All the books you want and all for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/OHD. Try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/OHD to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/OHD. Now, today's post and tomorrow's post, when I read part two, are all about longevity. And I really love this topic. In fact, I'm assigning my students to read this book called The Blue Zones, which is really all about longevity. And I've been assigning that book for years because I think it's so fascinating. So I'm super excited to read these posts to you. But I realize it's also Wednesday and we're due for a little bit of inspiration. And today's inspirational quote actually ties in really nicely to this idea of longevity. You'll see why eventually. So here we go. Quote, "Kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see." Mark Twain. And with that, let's see if we can apply Mark Twain's quote to longevity. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 11 Habits Science Links to Longevity, Part 1 by Summer Banks of DietSpotlight.com. People know that healthy habits affect longevity. Scientific evidence shows genes play a small role in living longer. Factors such as diet and lifestyle affect longevity more than genes. Quote, "If someone wants to lose weight, choosing a diet means you are taking your very first step in the wrong direction. No matter which named diet a person chooses, they have missed the boat on the best option. Learning how to eat better forever." This is according to Georgia Fear, registered dietitian and sports nutrition specialist. So here are the 11 healthy habits connected to longevity. 1. Exercise and remain physically active, the healthy habit for longevity. It may not take very much for a person to reap the benefits of exercise. 15 minutes each day can add up to 3 years to the average person's life. According to Dallas Page, owner of DDP Yoga, quote, "Yoga can dramatically increase your flexibility and strengthen your core like never before, all with minimal joint impact. With dynamic resistance, you constantly engage muscles, which jacks your heart rate up to get the blood to the muscle." 2. Eating nuts, improve health and wellness. According to BBC Good Food, nuts, packed with nutrition, contain protein, antioxidants, fiber, and many beneficial compounds. Nuts are excellent sources of vitamins and minerals, which can include copper, niacin, magnesium, potassium, folate, and vitamins B6 and E. This is according to the British Journal of Nutrition. The last word. Simply adding a few nuts to your daily diet can ensure good health and may even increase your longevity. 3. Plant-based foods, promoting long life and healthy habits. There is a possibility that those that consume different types of fruits, nuts, seeds, whole grains, beans, and vegetables may prolong their lives. Researchers state that these effects are the result of the rich nutrients and antioxidants the plant foods contain. These nutrients include folate, vitamin C, polyphenols, and carotenoids. The reason the findings tend to support the idea that those who consume more plant foods are healthier may be because vegans and vegetarians have a tendency to be more health conscious. But we cannot dispute one fact. Eating an abundance of plant foods is more than likely to have beneficial effects on health and lifespan. The last word. Those who eat an abundance of plant-based foods are more likely to live longer and avoid many common health issues. 4. Put down the fork. Don't eat more food than you need. There is currently lots of interest in the link between the number of calories an individual consumes and longevity. There have been some recent studies in the Science Journal on animals that have shown that reducing calorie consumption by anywhere from 10 to 50% may increase the maximum lifespan. According to various media outlets and the New England Journal of Medicine, studies that were conducted on humans that are known for their longevity have also shown links between a lower caloric intake and longer lifespan. But it's important to keep in mind that trying to restrict calories over an extended period is usually not an attainable goal, and quite often results in negative side effects that may include lower body temperature, increased hunger, and a reduction in sex drive. This is according to research found in Molecular Aspects of Medicine. It is not yet understood whether restricting calories in humans extends their lives or slows the process of aging, though. The last word. While there is the possibility that reducing the number of calories you consume may help you live longer, more research is needed to confirm whether this is true for humans. 5. Smoking, a major deterrent to longevity. Here's the bottom line. It's never too late to quit. One study reported that smokers who gave up the habit by the time they turned 35 could increase their lifespan by as much as 8.5 years. Even if you quit smoking in your 60s, you can add nearly 4 years to your life. This is according to the American Journal of Public Health and the Archives of Internal Medicine. It can be beneficial even for those who don't quit until their 80s. The last word. When you put out that last cigarette, it can add years to your life. There are always benefits to quitting, no matter at what age you choose to do so. 6. Reduce stress. Healthy habits adding years. The existence of stress affects longevity. So are there any ways to reduce stress? According to Dan Buettner, founder of the Blue Zones, quote, "Stress is often referred to as the silent killer and causes many harmful, often overlooked effects, which can introduce pain and strain into your daily activities, including work, school, friendships, relationships, and even sleep habits. It can result in physical suffering as well and can manifest as a headache, upset stomach, or back pain. Stress can reduce the ability of your immune system to fight off colds and other illnesses the body would normally be able to fend off." According to Linda Bacon, PhD, quote, "It is possible to be vital and healthy, to feel better about ourselves and to feel attractive in whatever body we inhabit. It is possible to achieve a healthful weight by dumping the diet rules and trusting internal mechanisms such as hunger, appetite, and satiety. The new paradigm, health at every size, champions happiness and health for people of all sizes, and trusting that our bodies know best how to achieve and maintain a healthy weight. Decades of research make it clear. Biologic safeguards prevent most people from maintaining weight loss despite vigilant dieting and exercise. Research also shows that the body has a built-in regulatory system to maintain a healthful weight, if only we'd trust it. Laughter and optimism may counteract the feelings of stress." According to Listia Putranto from Book Meditation Retreats, quote, "Research has shown that meditation may also improve symptoms of stress-related conditions, chronic conditions, and bring an increased sense of well-being. Another great benefit that appears to be counterintuitive is that magically, I personally found that the more we meditate, the more time we have. Go figure." The last word. This will come from Deborah Atkinson, founder of Flipping 50. Quote, "Women in midlife in particular are more susceptible to the negative effects of stress thanks to all else going on with hormones. Quality food and quality exercise become key factors for optimal energy and weight management. A body under stress holds on to weight. It's a form of self-preservation. When you eat less than the body wants, that's stress. When you exercise, that's also stress. Even healthy exercise is stress. If you do it with slow progression and you recover between sessions, it does make you more resilient. But during exercise, you're fighting the desire to be at rest." 7. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled 11 Habits Science Links to Longevity by Summer Banks of DietSpotlight.com. And I'd like to thank Blinkist once again, which is one of the ultimate life hacks in terms of saving time and getting ahead. Blinkist has a massive library of well-known nonfiction books that you can read or listen to in 15 minutes. I read Start With Why by Simon Sinek when I was working out and listened to Getting Things Done by David Allen while driving. In less than half an hour, you too can expand your knowledge on topics you're passionate about. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want and all for one low price. I'm actually getting ready to go to a conference across the country, and I'm loading up on all my Blinkist titles because I'm going to be listening to those a bunch when I'm flying back and forth across the country. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/OHD to try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/OHD to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/OHD. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Whenever I read lists to you like this, I just want you to think about one thing that you can start doing right now. I know it can seem overwhelming when you hear all of these things you could be doing that you're not doing right now. You start to feel badly for yourself. Well, I don't do any of these things right now, so I'm not going to live long, am I? Try not to think that way if you can. Instead, I imagine as I was reading this to you, there was probably one thing that jumped out at you. One thing you were like, oh, I like that idea. That's the one you probably want to try first. And I'm going to talk about stress for a moment. I know when we hear how harmful stress is to the body, it can make us feel more stressed and then cause us to lose sleep, which then stresses us out more. And now it's like, well, what's the point? I was trying to not get stressed, but by thinking about stress, I'm now more stressed. So the trick is, don't stress about stress. Rather, when you do feel that stress coming on, try and find a way to get your mind off of it, to relieve yourself of those stressful feelings momentarily. It doesn't mean that the stress is going to go away, but it'll allow you to collect your thoughts, to take a moment to calm your body down. And just doing that can help your body decrease the amount of some of these harmful hormones that we talk about. So even just a 5-minute break, take time away from that stressor or forget about that stressor, can do the body really, really good. And that's sometimes what we need, just 5 minutes away to clear our heads, and then we can come back and are ready to tackle that stressor. Oh, and a couple more things that I'll mention. I am aware of some of those studies that look at fasting, for example, or dramatically reducing your calorie intake even for a couple of days, and how that might promote the health of our genes or our DNA. Now, most of those studies were performed in animals, so that's why I don't really talk about that a whole lot on this show. It's because we need more studies looking at humans. Once we have enough studies that look at humans, and if we see the same results over and over where we see improvements in longevity or we see improvements to our DNA, well, then you might hear about me talking about it on the show. But for now, I'll skip that. But what I really do like is this idea of not eating until you're full. So this was tip number 4, putting down the fork. In his book, The Blue Zones, Dan Buettner talks about a Japanese tradition. Before every meal, many that identify as Japanese will state something out loud. Dan Buettner writes that some in Japan, before they even eat, will tell themselves, I'm only going to eat until I'm about 80% full. That way, we not only stop ourselves from eating too many calories, but we don't get that kind of sick, fatigued feeling after eating too much food. We stop when we've had enough. And for me, that's been one of the most helpful things to help me maintain my weight, because I've shared with you before, in the holidays past, I've gained 8 pounds from October 31st through January 1st, and I'm a professional in the health field, and I still gained 8 pounds. But I've learned from that mistake, and am now able to say, you know what? Yes, I love the holidays, and I love all this food, but I'm going to stop when I'm satisfied. I'm not going to go for that extra helping that's going to make me feel uncomfortable. All right, that'll do it from me for today. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here every day. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.